Gospel of Mark, chapter number 2. And you find that place you're able, let's stand together. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 2. And I really do, I want to say this. I really appreciate everybody praying for us when we ain't here. And there ain't hardly no place I'd rather be than be right where I'm at.
Right.
And I thank the Lord for it. I'm glad I get to be here this morning. You pray for us, the Lord help us. And you can tell probably our voice a little weak. But I'm happy in my soul. Amen. And I'm still happier than I've ever been, thank God. And if the Lord help me, I'd like to stay that way till He comes back. Amen. Everybody smile at me right this morning. Amen. I was noticing whenever Brother Joshua was hammering down in Sunday school, I say, amen, amen, amen. There's some stone faces in here. Amen. Boy, you're going to have to smile at the preacher. Let him know that you're still for it. Amen. Bible says in Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, I'm going to preach anyway. It don't make no difference to me. Amen. Mark chapter 2, verse 1, Bible says this. Said again, he entered into Capernaum. After some days, it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. They come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him, for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they broke it up, the Bible says they let him down the bed where the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, the sick of palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. He said, but there were certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? I want you to watch this. In one of my favorite faith, Bible said, and immediately when Jesus perceived in the spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason you things in your heart? Whether it's easy to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk. But that you may know the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, go thy way into thy house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, went forth. Them all, Bible said, insomuch they were all amazed, glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you one more time. And to God, I sure am thankful for the visitation of the Holy Ghost. God, I'm glad this morning. Father, I wouldn't take nothing for those 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. At times when you just come by and you wake us up. And to God, we get to fellowshipping with you and you get to fellowshipping with us. I pray, Lord, this morning, I've got a real tall task. God, that's to hold the eternal word and to preach it to eternal people in such a way they'd be prepared for eternal life. God, I'd ask you today, help me, God, to be better than what I am. Oh, Lord, I need your help. Father, I pray today, if you'll help us, there'll be eternal work done. And if you don't, Lord, it'll just be tinkling cymbals and sounding brass. But I'm praying, God, that you'd show up. God, I pray, take the word of God. Speak into the hearts of men and women today and give us what we need. Father, we sure love you. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. In Christ's name, I humbly beg and ask, amen and amen. You can be seated. I like this whole story. It's got to rank up there as one of my favorites in the whole Bible. I want you to notice what he said, first of all, in verse number 1. He said, and it was noise that he was in the house. Amen. I got thinking about this. Thank God it didn't make noise that it was Peter's house. And it didn't make noise that it was Andrew's place. But when it got noisy, that was when the Lord got in the place. And when God gets to habitating and God gets inhabited and the people of God, that's when it gets good. Amen. I got thinking about, thank God. Hey, so no doubt all kind of folks here this morning and you're in different places in your life. Hey, some folks this morning, and you just want to be around God. And I thank God you do. Amen. I'd rather you be around God than around anything else. But oh, friend,
being around God's not going to get you in. I thought they, some folks, they want to take you a step further and they want to get near God. They'd like to get closer to God. And I say, hallelujah, amen. That's good to be in this place this morning and say I have been far away. But by the good grace of God, I'd like to draw closer than I've ever been. But they, some folks, thank God, and they showed up this morning. It wasn't enough to get around God. It wasn't enough to come near to God. And they had to get to God. These folks sitting here this morning, and in your heart you know, unless you get to God, you're in trouble, amen. I thank God, God gave us a place. Hey, listen, son was singing that song. He gave us a place, a city of refuge. And outside that city, we got a local assembly at the house of God. You ought to be thankful for the house of God, amen. Where you can come in and get some help. I start thinking about, no doubt, he's all kinds of folks that, I mean, they're in this place. And the Bible says that it was noise. That must mean that when there was some folks walk out, let me say this, I'm going to try to move on, try to get where I'm trying to get to. But I want you to listen to me real well. And thank God this was not the first time he visited this house, amen. He visited this same house in Mark chapter number 1. And he liked it so good, he came back in Mark chapter 2, amen. I don't know where that means for you and I, but I'd say this, I don't want to be in a church that's satisfied with God just coming by and visiting every now and again, amen. And you say, preacher, what do we do about that? Well, I found this out, that the Lord usually shows up where he's wanted, amen. And the Lord usually shows up where he's welcome, and he for sure shows up where he's worshipped, amen. And now thank God you come to the house of God and not interested in welcoming, not interested in wanting him, not interested in worshiping. He probably not going to hang out very long, amen, at this church or any other church, thank God. And so listen, friend, he'd come back to this church second time, or come back to this house second time. And when they walked out of that house, hey, must have been some folks got a hold of God and they got to talking about it. He went out there and said, hey, y'all ain't going to believe what happened to us when we got inside the house, amen. And thank God the Bible says he brought all kind of diverse diseases and devils in there. Ain't it amazing you can bring devils real close to Christ, and if you'll come in with devils, you'll leave with the Christ, amen. I mean, listen, friend, I don't care what shape you're in this morning, and you're in the best place you can be in, amen. And you can come in this church in about any shape you can be in, and by the good grace of God, if you're willing, he's willing, and you'll leave different, amen. Oh yes, thank God. Friend, listen, I'm saying this to you, these all kinds of folks, and they was just talking about what had been happening. I'm glad I'm in a place, thank God, where hey, something happening, amen. But I want to give you just a few things. I got thinking about the crowd that was in this place. The Bible said straightway many were gathered together, and so much there's no room to receive them. And I got thinking about the different crowds that showed up, no doubt, at this house this day. And no doubt there's different crowds here this morning. And now, friend, listen, not everybody in this room saved by the grace of God. And you'd probably be foolish to think that, amen. And not everybody in this place is serious about serving the Lord, amen. And you'd probably be foolish to say it. But there are some folks, amen. And you say, preacher, how many? And thank God, ain't nobody knows. I told somebody, I don't remember who it was. Several folks. He said, preacher, how did the revival go last week? I said, we'll find out the judgment seat of Christ, amen. That's when you'll find out. You say, preacher, who's real and who's fake? And we'll find out the judgment seat of Christ. And you don't know, amen. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, amen. There's a lot of folks that I thought, man, they're doing pretty good. And they seem like they love God. But then the next thing you find, man, they're nowhere to be found. And there's some folks that I was witnessing them, and I thought, man, they ain't serious about God. And then all of a sudden, Holy Ghost get a hold of them, and they turn their eyes to Calvary, and they ain't never looked back, amen. And we just don't know, do we, amen. And so I want you to notice these at least. Have 5 or 6 crowds in here, and I'll try to preach on them until I get done, all right? And the first crowd I find is, yes, there's a curious crowd, and they showed up at the house this day, and they're just curious. And they heard Jesus was in the house. They heard there was something going on, and they said, man, we ought to get down there and find out what's going on down there. And now they're just sitting and they're observing. And most of the time they walk in here, and they sit around, they observe, they say, them people are crazy, amen. And they're about half right. I'm saying this to you, friends, you come in the house of God, I don't know where you're at, but there's a real good, there's a real good chance if you're here this morning, you're at least curious about what's happening inside the house. Hey, must have been somebody left the house and they said, man, you ought to heard that message. Hey, you ought to heard that message. Had we heard from Jesus? I'm telling you, thank God, friend, I'm glad. And we can be in the house of God sometimes and we can walk outside the house and say, man alive, you should have heard what God said today. I don't know where you stand at, but last Sunday night when Josh Sullivan stood here and he said, on day one, God gave me peace. On days 2 through 6, I had none. But on day 6, he said, God reminded me he hadn't changed his mind about what he said on day one. I've told that 100,000 times last week. Man, that helped me, thank God. I got to doing something on the inside. I said, hey, listen, everybody just be mindful of the fact that God never has had to change his mind about one thing, amen. Oh, yes, friend. Hey, folks come in the house of God and they're curious about the message. Hey, folks in the house of God and they're curious about the miracles. You said, man, you start looking around. And I talk to folks from time to time. And I'll say, man, you ain't never going to believe who's at the house. I talk to people a lot of times in Jamestown about Pete Campbell. And I'll say, man, old Pete, he called me the other day and he's talking to me about the Lord. And they'll say, now wait just a second. Hey, say, Pete, who did you say? I'll say, Pete Campbell. I'll say, that fellow there was a drug addict. I said, I know what he was. Amen. And thank God that's what makes it good. And then Brother Adam Bay, they said, hey, been folks has told me. I said, well, if he's come, I believe I'll try and come sometime too. Amen. If Pete Campbell's welcome, I believe I'll come too. Hey, listen, thank God. If you're here and you're breathing, you're welcome in the house of God. Amen. Ain't that good? Amen. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that can change lives so radically that folks can't even believe what he done. Amen. Oh, yes, and so they come. They come in the house of God. They're curious about the message. They're curious about the miracles. But really, they're curious about the man. They're trying to figure out who done what. And they're trying to figure out, is it religion? How did they get a case of the do-goods? A case of the turnover of the new leaves? And then they come out, and I'm going to say this to you. I just come see a man. That's all I know to tell you. I thank God it's not in me. Amen. It's not in this church. If you're looking for the answer and you got a bunch of questions, I can point you to the one who knows everything that you need to know. Amen. It's not us. Amen. I thank God. Listen, you go to the best churches the world over, I walk in them, sit, and be curious all day long. But my friend, when you meet the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be curious no longer. And you'll say, that's why Josh was talking about living right and walking right and doing right. He wasn't trying to be ugly. And just somebody moved on the inside of him and that took over his life. Amen. I say, hallelujah to that. Amen. Oh yeah, come in the house of God. Hey, listen, ain't it good? These folks, they're just curious. They sit around, they're curious as to what happens. They're watching, they're observing. And when something, you know, God gets to doing something, their eyes perk up. They get to looking around, they're trying to figure it out. And I'm telling you, without the Holy Ghost, you'll never figure this thing out. It'll not never happen, friend. It'll take a change on the inside. I thank God, listen, when God changed you on the inside, he'll change you all the way to the outside. But then I thought about the second group of people that come in the house of God, and they come every Sunday, and they try to fill it up. And these are the curious folks. But then there's the cured folks, amen. And now listen, chapter number 1, and listen, Peter's mother-in-law got healed, and she had a fever, she is nigh unto death. And then on down there, there's all kind of them, and that they had different diseases. And Brother John, they said, it's church time. I'm going to go back to the house of God. Can you imagine God healing somebody in chapter 1? And then in chapter 2, when he came back, them saying, you know what? I don't think I'll go there today. Amen. And that don't even make sense. That's right. And now there's a bunch of folks, they came in and they said, listen, he done something for us yesterday. We believe we'll come in here and brag about him today and just worship on him. You know why most of us is here this morning? And we're here because there was a time and there was a place that the God of glory came down and changed our lives, rescued us out of hell. And thank God we didn't come here begrudgingly. And we came here because we found the cure and we want to thank God for what he's done. Amen. So we come to the house of God and we sing. Listen, I like the songs. And I'll tell you what I don't think. And this, when I come sit in the house of God, I'm going to get off on this minute, but when I'm sitting here and I'm listening to songs being sang, I ain't trying to look at my watch, figure out how long that song lasted. I ain't trying to figure out when this thing's going to be over. I'm praying, God, let it get deeper and deeper in. Amen. I say, thank God, Lord, just let it. I mean, as long as you want to meet with us, I want to meet with you, God. As long as you want to show up and help us, we want to worship you. Hey, thank God, if folks want to testify, if folks want to worship through song, I say, man, they sing too much down there. Well, listen, don't go to heaven's all I know to tell you, amen. Somebody ought to help me right there. You ought to help me right there. Hey, said, man, I don't like that singing. Well, guess what's going to happen in heaven? In Revelation chapter 5, it says, and they sang a new song. Amen. Hey, you know what's going to happen in heaven? And you say, preacher, I don't like none of that praising. I don't like that loudness. Heaven's not for you, friend. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, all that's going to happen there. There's going to be a lot of singing, a lot of shouting, a lot of worshiping. And thank God. Thank God. I'm looking forward to it. Amen. Now listen to me. I know. And I want everybody in here to know this. I know everybody ain't wired like I am. And thank God for it. Amen. And thank God for it. And the world would be worse off. But I'm telling you this. I realize these folks under the sound of my voice, and they're reserved, and they're backward, and they're shy, and they're all those. Listen, you worship within your own personality. You ain't got to worship like I worship. And for it to be genuine. And everybody understand that? Hey, listen, worship, that don't come out of the mouth. Worship comes out of the heart, amen. But oh, listen, wherever it comes from, there's a day coming. And thank God it is going to come out of your mouth, amen. All that reserve stuff, that'll go out of the way when you see the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll guarantee that's right. Hey, the crowd comes in the house of God, and they're just thankful they're cured. And you look back yonder, and one feller said, I was lame. But the Lord passed by my way and he touched my legs. One fella said, I had an arm that was withered up, and the Lord touched that. One lady steps up and she said, hey, I had an issue of blood for 12 years, and the Lord touched it. And if I were to stop right now, we'd go all the way across the church and one after another, and somebody could stand up and they'd say, man, this is what God saved me out of. And the other person say, this is what Christ has saved me out of. And the common denominator we all have is that the Lord have brought us out of something. Amen. So when I sit up here in the house of God and I hear somebody stand up and they say, man, you know, I used to be an old drunk, and then this is what the Lord did. And or how Donnie would say it, Neil, he'd say, I was what you used to call just a old long-haired hippie. Amen. That's what he says. And I ain't never been a long-haired hippie, but every time he, well, I guess I sort of was at one time as I think about it in my mind, but every time he says that, and Brother Nathaniel, I get to thinking in my heart, I'm not thinking about, man, I'm doing better off than he was. No, I'm thinking, man, ain't it amazing? Ain't it amazing? Ain't it amazing? That's the same grace of God that would help him. That same grace of God helped me. I mean, thank God, listen, friend. I believe in whosoever salvation. I believe, thank God, you come to the house of God. Whatever Gavin's problem is, that might be different than Brother Jones's, and it might be different than right here, Brother Justin's. But I'm telling you what happened, thank God, it's no matter how bad it is, have the same God to do what he can do whatsoever. Amen. Amen. He don't say he can do anything. He says he can do everything. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. You know what the difference in the two things are? Anything means it's a part. Everything means it's a whole. Amen. And so when God said, when the Lord said he can do everything, that didn't leave anybody out. Amen. Well, I'm glad for that. So I come in the house of God and they get to singing Amazing Grace. I ain't mad about it. Amen. I get to singing, thank God, about how the grace of God's brought me safe this far. My inner man said, amen. Now, not every time that I shout her out, but I don't know if there's ever been a time I've been singing that song to Holy Ghost ain't pricked my heart and said, you remember where you was when I found you? Amen. And we were rotten to the core, thank God. How about that? As a whole house. You know what? Listen. You know why God lets us come in a house that's been cured? And that way that whenever I can stand up, I can say it like this. Everybody that's saved, you stand up. And I'm not going to try to put nobody out. But I'm saying this. If we done that, and what that would say to everybody who stayed sitting, was there was a point in time that every one of them had to come to know the Lord. Amen. I'm saying this, thank God. What makes come the house of God good is when there's people on the right of you, left of you, and you look over at them and you say, I know what you used to be. And you say, I know what you used to be. And then God said, what they used to be is what they were. Amen. But they've been washed. They've been sanctified. They've been justified. Thank God I'm glad I'm not what I used to be. Amen. God will help you too. Smile at me. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen. I'm telling you what, you leave me alone, thank God. I'll say this in the house of God. He's a curious crowd. There's a cured crowd. But I found this, there's also a critical crowd. Amen. Don't act like there ain't, thank God. You start acting like they ain't, I'm going to think it's you. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a critical crowd. And they come in the house of God, and the only thing they talk about, listen, you understand, a man got healed of the palsy. That's what happened to him. I mean, thank God, Tanner, a life got changed that day. And the only thing they go home and talk about is how it didn't happen the way they wanted to happen. Hey, some folks are so critical, they can never enjoy just God doing something with somebody around them. Amen. They're so critical, that's right. I mean, this entire chapter, all of Mark chapter 2 has to deal with people being critical about how the Lord deals with sin. And you keep reading, you'll find out critical how the Lord deals with sinners. And the Bible said, they said, man, he's going home to be a guest with a sinner. Oh no, amen. God help us all. You better thank God. God goes home and becomes guest with sinners, amen. And then thank God. Hey, critical of how he handled the Sabbath day. Oh, they are critical. They say it's too long, it's too loud, it's too crowded. Hey, listen, they're critical. That song wasn't no good. That preacher says the same thing every time I come. That's one of the greatest compliments ever be given. I preach on Christ every time. It ought to sound the same every time. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Who's critical? They go home. I read this right before I come. Nan, you and Jackson here this morning. I read this right before I come. Said a college boy, this I showed to you in my notes. College boy went home, came back to his friends after Thanksgiving break. And he said, you know what, on Thanksgiving, he said, my dad carved up the best turkey you ever laid eyes on. And his best friend said, that's weird. He said, whenever I went home, he said, my dad carved up the preacher all service long. Amen. Yeah, I know that happens. Amen. Thank God. And I'll tell you, every time you get ready and you say, Brother Kevin, and whatever getting ready to come out of your mouth, getting ready to be critical, I'll tell you what you do for me. Y'all listen to me. I'm going to help you be critical of me the best way I know how. Y'all ready? I mean, I'm helping you if y'all listen to me. You say, I don't like the way he does that. I don't like the way he says that. I don't like this or that. I'll tell you what you do. You take all that stuff, every bad thing you're going to say, and go in your prayer closet and shut the door, and you tell every bit of that to the Lord. And say, God, Kevin ain't this. I want you to help him. God, Kevin does this. I want you to help him. And as far as I'm concerned, thank God, that right there, that trial will become a blessing, won't it? Amen. I'm saying this, friend. You might ought to be a little careful before you be too critical of somebody who's at least trying. It's easy to listen. Ain't nobody in here. Look here. Yesterday, there's probably half this church, and they're watching University of Tennessee play University of Alabama, and they're correcting everything needs to be played, and there ain't not one person in this place qualified to play college ball. Yeah. Grown men dressed up in orange yelling at the TV like they're the coach. Somebody help me. Y'all know I'm telling it right. like one thing they're saying is going to help any of it. They're not qualified. Listen, they didn't ask your opinion. You've got no qualification. You be critical all you want, but that don't make it right. Amen. Helps the house of God you come in. We stop being so critical of each other. You know, minister a little grace instead of picking everybody apart. You say, well, they ain't where I'm at. Oh, man. You ain't where Jesus was. Amen. Well, I felt like running on that, and I'm going to be honest with you. Hallelujah. I know. Y'all, some of y'all want to go in your prayer closet and pray for me now. Watch what your Bible says here. I start thinking about these folks that's critical and that these folks that's curious, these folks that's cured. And I'm glad to report this. Every service we come to, there's always somebody in here crippled. Always. Man, if we're coming in the house of God and they ain't folks coming in this place crippled and hurt, then the way we live our lives out there is not right. Everybody listen to me. I understand this. And I want you to understand. These folks in here, these people, that they feel like they are crippled beyond compare. They feel like their life's a mess, and you know what it may be. But look here, friend. Aren't you glad? I mean, you come to the house of God, Teresa. We can come right here and sit there. And I don't know how everybody else does it, but now whenever I look back and I see somebody coming in that I've been praying for, I ain't thinking about, man, look at who just showed up. I'm thinking, thank God they somebody crippled walked in the house of God. They obviously felt like this is a safe place, maybe a place where they could get help. Maybe somebody will testify about how they used to be in the same place. And that little crippled fella, that little crippled lady will get to thinking, that man, if God do it for them, maybe it'll do it for me. Amen. Y'all think that'd be right? Y'all, these folks here, and I ain't talking about, listen, everybody listen to me. Y'all listen real good. Now, these folks that they're lame on their feet, their hands is withered, their eyes is blind, right. Their ears is deaf.
Right.
I mean, you can see their problems.
Right.
You can see it. Some people, you can't see their problems.
Amen.
They got deep abiding wounds on the inside, and you can't see it, but the Lord does. I got thinking about it. I'm trying to move on. I don't get just hardly as happy as I am right now preaching, but I'm pretty happy right now. I want you to understand something. There's a God in heaven. He'll take care of all your past problems. You say, how bad? Pretty bad. Amen. As that one woman in John chapter 4 said, she said, I got 5 husbands. Now listen, that wasn't in 2025 in America.
Right.
Everybody understand that? Don't read past that and be like, no big deal. That happens all the time. My aunt's been married 8 times. That's not America, friend.
Right.
It's way back yonder. She's got so many past problems. She's going to the well in the middle of the day so she don't have to deal with nobody else. You ever had the kind of problems where you didn't even want to be around nobody because you was afraid they knew about you what you knew about yourself? I wish somebody would have helped me a little more on that one. Boy, that's right. Amen. And she met the one, thank God, standing out. Hey, listen, he didn't come to drown her. He came to give her a drink. Amen. I want y'all to understand that. That's a wonder. Hallelujah to God. We come in the house of God, friend, because you're a thirsty, crippled soul. And I can point you to the fountain. Amen. And hey, some folks, they're right in the middle of it. They're right now. Last night they was guilty. And they came to church of God this morning because of what happened last night. It's bothering them.
Yeah.
Say, preacher, God got anything for me? Well, John chapter 8 shows me a woman and a man. A woman and a man. Usually we only preach about the woman, but it was a woman and a man. John chapter 8, I said it again, it was a woman and a man.
Yeah.
It was a woman and a man that was caught in the act of adultery. They drawed her out there right in the middle of her presence. It was caught, hey listen, not caught the night before, caught in the act. Now they wasn't too interested in punishing the man. That shows you how they really felt about sin. But they pulled this lady right out. Man, what a beautiful scene. Pull this lady right out in the middle of that. They've got stones in their hand. Must have been Independent Baptist. I'm looking at stone faces again. Makes me nervous. I'll say it again. Must have been Independent Baptist.
when they had that stone? They said, all right, Lord, you throw her and we'll kill her.
Yeah.
And boy, one of these days, Brother Donnie Williams in heaven, we'll find out what he wrote down on the sand. But whatever he got to writing on that sand that day, listen, it got to piercing all of them in their heart. And I don't know just exactly how it worked, but I'll tell you what I think in my own heart. You ever been sitting in the house of God, you getting ready to come down real hard on somebody, and the Holy Ghost says, now wait just a second. Boy, and about the time you're getting ready to be real rough with somebody, the Holy Ghost gets doing that, and you say, I think I'll just leave that stone laying right there. And then the God of heaven, he says, woman, where's your accusers? She said, I have none. He said, neither do I. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go, sin no more. Here's so much grace, he touched her. Here's so much truth, John. He didn't let her just go back out and see it. He said, go and sin no more. Amen. There's a God that, listen, I mean, friend, you get this place where we're at. There's a God in heaven, he'll help you with your future problem. Every one of us had a future problem when we came to, didn't we? Going to die. Listen, I'm saying this. There's a crowd that's here this morning. They're crippled. And I don't know why. Maybe crippled from the fall of Adam. Maybe crippled from hurts. Crippled from life. But here you are. What a good place to be crippled. Listen, I'll tell you what will happen. I probably told you this, but it's been a long time ago. It's been a long time. You two fellas ain't looking at me stony-faced. I'll preach to you in for a minute. I was reading this years ago, and I talked about this feller. Said he had good legs, but his arm didn't work. Said he had a friend, and he said his friend's legs didn't work, but his arms did. Said the way they went out and done work every day. Said the feller who had good legs put the man who had good arms on his shoulders. Now I had a good set of legs and a good set of arms. You know what the church, listen, that's Bible if you don't know that. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That's all of us coming together where it says the eye can't say that it has no need of the ear. Ear can't say it has no need of the eye. Thank God, listen, we're all crippled beyond repair if it wasn't for Christ. And I can come in here and I can smile. Amen. Still crippled on the outside, not much crippled on the inside. Inside. Amen, Kaylee. All right, listen, let me say this to you. I'm going to have to move on. I can tell somebody done being critical about how long it's went. They said, he's done preached too long. Listen, can I tell you this? Everybody look up here. In Mark chapter 2, there's a critical crowd. In Mark chapter 1, there's a critical crowd. Mark chapter 3, 4, and 5. Not one time did it ever hinder Jesus from being Jesus. Amen. And you ain't going to hinder me from being me. Amen. I'll say this. The last thing I want to say to you. In this house that day, there was a concerned crowd. There was a crowd that knew some crippled people and a crowd that needs some cures, knew the cure. And they got concerned enough. They said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's go bring that fella to the Lord, see what the Lord do with him. And an amazing lesson. I'm finding in the house of God, now everybody listen to me real good, and I'm done preaching right after. You get ready, whoever's going to sing a song, get ready to sing a song. I'm done preaching, but I want you to listen to me. The thing that got my heart so much is in our day, we still got the critics. We still got the curious. We still got the cripples. We still got the cured. But what happened to the concerned? Where'd they go? How in the world are we going to be in the house of God? We used to be crippled. We know the great physician who can heal. We know people who are crippled. And we never go tell nobody about it. That don't even add up. I mean, y'all do know the great physician still makes house calls. He's the carpenter who can fix all things. He's the Savior who can forgive all sins. If we really believe that, we'd probably go try to get a hold of somebody and bring them to the Lord. I've cleared my heart. Stand on your feet. I'm done preaching. I'm asking you this. What part of this crowd are you? Where are you in this crowd? If you're here and you're critical, man, let's get that thing fixed up.